Another great segment coming your way here live, coast to coast this morning here in Los Angeles, though. The sun is shining, and we've got a great segment thanks to the lovely Paxton Quigley with another episode of Cannabis Healing. How you doing, Paxton?
Oh, good. Hi, Adam, and hello to all of our listeners. You know, every week we try to give some information, new information about cannabis to our listeners. And many of them, you know, really don't know too much about cannabis or might not have access to a lot of the of useful information about the benefits of medical cannabis. So today, we're going to learn about an area that I think is really important, and that's cannabis research that deals with cannabis and animals, and which makes perfect sense. To me, if cannabis provides health benefits to humans, why not animals? And why not our pets, our dogs, our cats? This may come as a surprise to you. Close to 70% of households own pets. And I'll give you one other statistic. 89 million dogs are estimated to live in our houses. I thought it was time to talk to a veterinarian about the medicinal benefits of cannabis for our pets. On the phone right now is Dr. Rob Silver. He's a veterinarian and researcher from Boulder, Colorado, who has also written a book on the subject titled Medical Marijuana and Your Pet. Hello, Dr. Silver. How are you?
I'm great, Paxton. How about yourself?
I'm good, and thank you for being on Cannabis Healing. I want to clarify what we mean when we talk about cannabis use for pets, especially since there are a number of warnings from some veterinarians who say that it hasn't been, may I quote, properly researched or regulated. Can you give us the scoop on that, please?
Well, when we're talking about cannabis, we're talking about a very complex plant that contains a lot of very active molecules in it. Two molecules that people might have heard about is the THC molecule and the CBD molecule. When we talk about THC and pets, we discovered that dogs are extremely sensitive to the adverse effects of THC, and many dogs have been sent to the ER by well-meaning pet owners. And so I recommend the use of low THC cannabis, which is also called hemp and is high in CBD and doesn't have any kind of risk to the animal. But when veterinarians are saying that there's not enough research, they're right. We really have been hobbled by 70 years of prohibition on this fantastic plant that turns out to be pretty doggone safe. But if we were to wait to get the kind of research that some of these veterinarians require, which is double-blinded, placebo-controlled, FDA, you know, drug trials, it's going to take quite a few years. But we already have two studies that have come out from major academic institutions, one study from Cornell's vet school and one study from CSU's vet school, and both of them have shown that CBD, which is the major molecule in hemp cannabis, is absolutely safe for the animals and can help with problems such as pain and arthritis.
Okay, so if you have a dog that's having a hard time walking or having a hard time getting up, would this be something that a pet owner might want to go out and get some special CBD oil for? What would the owner of the dog do next?
Well, you know, I'm a veterinarian. And, you know, just because a dog can't get up doesn't mean he has arthritis. There's a lot of different causes for that. So I'm going to suggest that if a person's dog can't get up, they go to the veterinarian and find out why it can't get up first. If it can't get up because it's painful from arthritis, then it's possible that CBD could very much help with that pain and help them to be able to get up. You know, if they've had some kind of a slip disc that's causing them to become paralyzed, I'm not so sure that the CBD is going to help enough, soon enough, and it might be that if they delay treatment, the dog could be paralyzed for life. So, you know, I think it's important to partner up with your veterinarian. They can help you.
Now, let's say they find out that it is arthritis. Would you put some oil on some of the joints, or would you give them a tincture, or an edible? What would be the next step to do?
Well, I would want to treat that dog with CBD. I'd want to be careful that the product that I found had almost no THC in it, or zero THC. And then I would go ahead and give that to the dog orally, and I would try to give it at a dosage that would be effective for its weight. So that means that the product that has the CBD in it has to tell you how many milligrams of CBD it contains, so you know how much to give so it helps the dog.
Ah, that's interesting. Now, what about what's happening in zoos? I heard that there's even some research that you're doing with zoos in terms of helping animals that are in zoos.
Well, another benefit to CBD that we are finding is that it helps with anxiety, helps with some, you know, psychological issues. And in the zoo, you know, those are captive animals. Those are animals that are not really where they want to be, ranging free and wide, Africa or wherever. And so when they're caged like that, they develop psychological problems. And so I've been approached by a private zoo to work with them to see if we can, if CBD can actually help these guys. We don't know yet, but it's worth a try. The big problem with the zoo animals, of course, one would be the size. I mean, how much CBD is an elephant going to take? And two, we don't really know what the dosages are. So I like this work because it's brand new. And I'm looking forward to figuring these things out. But we, you know, I only had that conversation last week. So it's going to be a while before we get that information, you know, into a publication.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, here's something else I wanted to ask you. If a person wants to try CBD on their pet, are they able to go like to a regular store that has CBD or a dispensary? How do people go about doing this?
Well, it would be, of course, not all states are the same in terms of what they do and don't allow. Many people can buy CBD online, you know, and of course, you know, when you buy online, sometimes you have to be careful about what you're getting because it's not always the same as if you're in a store and you're looking at the bottle and talking to the store owner. But I would say if you're going to go to a dispensary in a state that has legal medical marijuana, it's a good chance that you're going to be getting a product that may have too much THC for your pet. So here in Colorado, of course, we lead the nation, you know, in how we manage, you know, the cannabis revolution. And you can buy it, you know, in pet stores and hardware stores and grocery stores.
Really?
As well as getting it online. And I think eventually, especially once the Farm Bill passes, the federal government is about to pass the Farm Bill. And the Farm Bill is going to better define exactly the legal status of CBD, and it should take away any kind of doubt that CBD is 100% legal and safe. And when that happens, I think we're going to see all the states selling CBD, much like we're seeing happening here in Colorado. I know someone told me that he thinks that CBD is going to be the next aspirin. It's going to be everywhere. It's going to be in pharmacies. You know, it's going to be in grocery stores. You know, it's probably going to be in gas stations where you can pick up a bottle, you know, after you've tanked up your, you know, filled your tank up, too. It's a real revolution, and things are changing rapidly.
Yes. Now, I understand that you have some products out there that you sell to veterinarians that are special for animals.
Well, I've been working with a company. I've been actually designing and formulating products for this company for 20 years, and these are products that are specifically for veterinarians to use, for them to dispense to their clients, to maybe alongside of pharmaceuticals that they might be dispensing, or instead of pharmaceuticals. And I've been doing that for 20 years, and about 3 years ago, I saw the opportunity. I saw, because I'm in Colorado, and I'm practicing, and I see dogs coming in that have benefited from cannabis, I saw the benefit of creating a product for this company. And so I did. And so these products are available only through veterinarians, but they're, you know, super high quality. And, in the last 2 years, we've sold over 45,000 bottles. We put 45,000 bottles of the hemp in the hands of veterinarians. And we've gotten just nothing but positive results in that 2 year period.
If someone wants to buy your book, how can they do that?
Well, I have a landing page, and it's pretty easy to remember the address. It's potforpets.info. And then from there, they can either get an ebook or the softbound, or they can download a free excerpt to check it out before they purchase it. And I have that on my website, and I have a website where I sell the book, but I also do sell this same veterinary product that we sell to veterinarians, because I am a veterinarian, and so it's my right to sell it, you know, online. So that is a place where people could find that if they wanted it. The address for that is called wellpetdispensary.com, just like it sounds, wellpetdispensary.com. So they can certainly pick it up there in several different types of strengths. We've got soft chews. We've got biscuits. But we also have a lot of other good products, nutraceuticals for pets, like turmeric and fish oil and you know, all sorts of good things.
So it sounds very interesting, and I want to thank you so much for giving us this new information. I'm sure our listeners out there will be very interested and will be going to your site. And maybe in a couple of months, when things start getting more interesting in terms of your research, we'll have you back on the show.
Well, I would love to come back on, and I appreciate the opportunity to help educate the public about how to use cannabis in a safe and effective way.
Well, thank you very much, and we'll talk to you again later. Thank you. And folks, next week we've got a very important person coming on, and they're going to be talking about the recent research with cannabis and epilepsy. So join me again on Cannabis Healing with Paxton Quigley, and be there. And if you have any questions, please go to our Twitter or Facebook account, which is Cannabis Healing with Paxton Quigley.